to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Let's take a breath together. So our talk title this morning is Unlearning Fear of Darkness. And so I invite you to close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing that. And imagine yourself the first human being on planet Earth. You have arrived on terra firma. You have zero information about where you are. You have zero information about what you are. You just simply have an awareness now of a physical body on a physical earth. And you don't even have the concepts of body and earth. You're just having an experience of being the first something somewhere. The complete unknown. And then imagine as you're experiencing this thing called a day, the sun begins to set. You have no science. You have no idea what's happening. You simply know that your experience is changing. Being the first one on the planet, there are no neighborhoods, there are no streetlights. And suddenly, you are in complete darkness. Imagine the narrative that is being written in that first human experience about the darkness, about the unknown. And I just want to leave you there for just a second. More than the narrative, allow yourself to connect to that feeling that that first human had, being the only presence in an unknown darkness with no information. And then when you're ready, invite you to come back consciously, intentionally to this space, if you're online, to the space you're in. This is where our fear of darkness began. In the beginning. In the unknown. In the creative license of consciousness to write whatever narrative we write. Free of any guilt, shame, or blame, we just have this creative process. And so when we have an experience, we write a narrative about that experience. It's only when we start engaging other people in our narrative that it becomes a good narrative or a bad narrative. It's only when we judge it in hindsight that it becomes a good narrative or a bad narrative. Other than that, it's just a narrative of our experience. So how did we get to this place where we're scared of the dark? Could it be all of the narratives we've shared with one another? Could it be? Could it be instead of just having the wherewithal to listen to your experience and be excited with you and to be present with you and not make it good or bad, that somewhere we made it a bad narrative? And a bad narrative is a scary narrative, right? Mm-hmm. Perhaps this whole fear of darkness is nothing more than conditioned thinking. Come on. Nothing more. And that in the simplicity of that, it gets to be unraveled just as quickly as it was raveled. I'm just saying.
Come on.
Right? If we can create it, we can uncreate it and create something else.
Yes.
I want to take a moment to celebrate mothers. They give us life. It may be outside of your immediate conscious awareness, so let me just speak the obvious into the room. None of us would be here without a woman.
Amen.
I'm just saying. Their physical body is the portal we all came through into this physical realm. And I'm always amazed when I say that, how, and yeah, guys, I'm going to go here because it's what we collectively do. Maybe you don't, but the collective us tends to do this. Yeah, well, they couldn't have had you without me. They couldn't have had us without sperm, but they could have had them without us. I'm just saying. They need a biological sperm. They don't need us. Now, as an EMT, I have had the pleasure of delivering 3 babies. That in and of itself is a huge misnomer. I caught 3 babies. The women delivered the babies. We catch them. We don't do any of the work. And if you've ever birthed a child, you know a fear of the unknown that most of us only dream about. It's just true. And I've witnessed that with 3 women. And I've witnessed this amazing thing that happens, that this force of love that is so profound and so strong. Childbirth, when they've measured childbirth on pain scales, it is literally 10 times what the human body can stand without dying, and they don't. And yet you don't die. And what really is phenomenal is the moment you lay eyes on that child, it's like none of that pain even happened. That's the power of light and love versus darkness and pain. Light and love has the power to completely wipe out the most profound pain in an instant. It just does. And so while we get to celebrate mothers, I think there's a lot more on Mother's Day that we get to celebrate. Right? Because I'm just going to go out on a limb and say we all were conceived in darkness. Now, by that, I do not mean the lights in the room were turned off where your conception event happened. That's not what I'm talking about. Don't care what your lighting was in that. But in that space where biology happened, where the sperm and the egg came together, was in the darkness. All of the growth of who you were coming to be happened in the darkness. Right? So what are we afraid of, really? We're afraid of creation. We're afraid of growth. Or are we afraid of what happens after the arrival? If you're not familiar with this poem, and I would love to attribute it to somebody, but every time I look on the internet, it's attributed to a different person, which is really quite bizarre in and of itself. A Conversation in the Womb, A Parable of Life After Delivery. In a mother's womb were 2 babies. One asked the other, "Do you believe in life after delivery?" The other replied, "Why, of course." There has to be something after delivery. Maybe we are here to prepare ourselves for what we will be later. Nonsense, said the first one. There is no life after delivery. What kind of life would that be? The second one said, I don't know, but there will be more light than here. Maybe we will walk with our legs and eat with our mouths. Maybe we will have other senses that we can't understand now. The first replied, that's absurd. Walking is impossible. And eating with our mouths? Ridiculous. The umbilical cord supplies our nutrition and everything we need. But the umbilical cord is short. Life after delivery is to be logically excluded. The second insisted, well, I think there is something, and maybe it's different than it is here. Maybe we won't need this physical cord anymore. The first replied, nonsense! And moreover, if there is life, then why has no one come back from there? Delivery is the end of life. And in the after delivery, there is nothing but darkness and silence and oblivion. It takes us nowhere. Well, I don't know, said the second. But certainly we will meet Mother, and she will take care of us. The first replied, Mother? You actually believe in Mother? That's laughable. If Mother exists, where is she now? The second said, she is all around us. We are surrounded by her. We are of her. It is in her that we live. Without her, this world would not and could not exist. Said the first, well, I don't see her. So it is only logical that she doesn't exist. To which the second replied, sometimes. When you're in silence and you focus and you really listen, you can perceive her presence and you can hear her loving voice calling down from above. Let's take a breath together. I can't prove it, and I'm not even going to try. The narrative that I experience, the narrative that I write, is that Mother is the physical expression of creation itself. That it is that place where life is created, is grown, is made manifest, is delivered in physical form, and yet never separate from its creator. We can cut the umbilical cord. You can't separate a mother from her child. She knows things that happen when that child is nowhere near her. It is an inseparable bond. And I invite you to think about that today in the context of your own experience with the divine. I don't think there's much difference. I think Mother is the living example of what our Creator is to us, if we will allow ourselves to be open to that. Ernest Holmes said the only thing that ever needs to be healed is our sense of separation. We are all conceived in the darkness. We are all grown in the darkness. And we are all birthed into light. The only thing we have to change is the lies we tell ourselves about that. Only thing we have to change is the narrative we write about there is no life after birth. Right? Because it's all just life evolving. And it's precious, and it's amazing, and it's wonderful. And when we really understand that it's just God unfolding God, life unfolding God, peace unfolding peace, whatever name we put on it, there's no fear in that. There can't be, because there's no wrong. There's also no right. It just is life unfolding, perfection unfolding perfection. And so I invite you for this next week to just allow yourself to be aware of the narrative you write. And when you catch yourself writing a narrative that separates you, you get to choose to write a different narrative. It's that simple. What we teach is so mind-numbingly simple, and in our little human packages, we like to complicate things. We complicate a toothpick. It's just a splinter of wood. Really? But go look on the shelf in the grocery store how many different kinds of toothpicks there are now. And they even describe what functions they have. I'm like, it's just a toothpick. We like to complicate stuff. And I invite you to consider that all that complication might just be designed to keep you away from you. I ain't judging, I'm just saying. As long as I'm busy up here trying to decide what the day brings, I keep myself from remembering who brings the day. Love that song. Because stuff's going to happen. Right? Life's going to happen. This human realm's going to happen. Okay. But if we remember that we're made of spirit, that we're surrounded by her, that we can never be separate from her, and just remember who and what we are, it's all good. I want to end with this. No matter what your relationship has been or is with your birth mother, I want to invite you in the darkest, most difficult moments of that journey to remember that you are one, and if you're an only child, you're the only one that has ever heard her heartbeat from the inside. That is how close she is to you. And so perhaps go back to that connection and let all the stuff that's in the way find its resting place. You get to do that. And I'm going to use my privilege. I love you, Mama, more than I have words. Because my mama is, she didn't have to be my mama. She didn't birth me. But she took on the role because she saw a young man that needed a mama. And so those of you that didn't birth a child but have stood in that role, male, female, or undecided mamas, thank you. Because you matter too. Let's take this into prayer. I feel my heart open as I allow my mind to open. to the truth, to the recognition, to the knowing again that there is only one. One infinite everything. That I am made out of it, by it, to expand its experience of itself as this thing I call my life. And that what is true of me is true of all. And so every exquisitely individualized expression of the infinite is the divine in form expanding itself, fully infused with all that it is. Love, light, peace, power, presence, God itself, creator, creation, by whatever name we call it, is all that is ever present anywhere and everywhere. And so I simply claim that that is continuously moving itself into light, into visibility, into experience. And I celebrate. I celebrate knowing that all is being revealed. All is being revealed. I trust that. I celebrate that. And so I can let go knowing it's already complete. And I invite you to join me as we say together, and so it is. Thank you. I love you. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.